Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. I'm Tower, here with the Watchman, and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can find Warn Radio on Truth Social, MeWe, Parler, CloudHub, Getter, Tumblr, and Linktree. You can listen and download our shows by going to warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. You'll also find Warn Radio on the following website streamers: Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes Player, Apple Podcast, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Warn Radio Visions on Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Anchor, Deezer, Podchaser, and Verbal. Don't miss these posts on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Do not miss this post, The Epic Saga of Responsibility. Thus, the Epic Saga of Responsibility is the charge given, the witnesses revealed, and the testimony spoken concerning these things. This epic saga of responsibility is written as a prose. Do not miss this post, Persecution, Murdering of the Just. You have killed the just, and he does not resist you, so says James. Scripture itself points to the difference between the just and the wicked. Do not miss this post, America, Grace, God's Grace. Self-willed, but God-loved, mankind has been on the cusp of danger since the fall of man. Latest post on warn-usa.com. Do not miss this post, Secrets of God and Men, Part 1 on Sound the Shofar. We will look at the mysteries and secrets of God and men, the secret counsels, the hidden mysteries, and the unknown have drawn people from the beginning. Do not miss this post, Bringing America Down by Obfuscation of the Truth. Obfuscation is a willful obscuring of the intended meaning of communication by making the message difficult to understand. Do not miss this post, Truth of God's Faithfulness. Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 50, on Battle Lines. The very works or wonderful things that have been done can be seen from the heavens he created to the earth and all things therein. We can behold how he dealt with Israel. And be sure to get your copy of The Rising by the Watchman Dana Glenn Smith. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller. The Rising details a takeover of America. There's danger and intrigue. The nation is at risk, and dark forces are plotting to bring this country into the globalist new order. And be sure to sign up for the WIBR Warn Radio newsletter by going to danaglennsmith.com, where you can also visit our Christian books and resource shop, where The Rising is featured, and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, you know, in spite of the election, I'm doing good.
Yeah, it's...
Greetings. Welcome to, let me do this carefully. Chilly. Cold, even. Wind is blowing. The snow off the roof. Yet, we don't have as much as a mountain, which is why I don't live on the mountain. Well, at any rate, it is cold. It's the coldest it's been. And it's going to warm up, and we're going to get out of this. A brief little interlude into winter in our neck of the woods. We do have a nice mountain here, a range of them. We have another range over here to the north, to the west, which are the Bighorns. And we have Mount Rushmore in the mountains over to the right. We got more mountains beyond. We got a lot of mountain ranges here. Hence, we do get snow. We're not in Southern California, where my dad was raised, circa long time ago, Catalina Island, where my grandfather was actually mayor, fire chief, and the game warden for the island and the surrounding area around the island. He had to patrol about 500 miles up the coast, even during the war. So that was a tough generation. And we are doing end-time afflictions, survival practices. No, I'm not teaching you how to make fires. See, for me, survival requires wisdom, both spiritual and physical. So we talk about prudence, we talk about wisdom, and we apply the practices to what's going on. Well, let's see. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. We talked a lot about that last week. Matter of fact, that's the first sentence in the summary for this broadcast. You're not going to get away from the fact that wisdom, true wisdom of God, we're talking the Lord's wisdom, revealed wisdom, supernatural wisdom, as well as practical wisdom. But the wisdom of the world is not going to save you. Matter of fact, the wisdom of the world can get you killed. You know, while you're living, working, playing, and living your life, you need to take care how you do it. I don't know how many people I have read about while they were out with everybody, they got injured, became a paraplegic or something. That happens. The beginning of wisdom, however, and maybe you will chuckle, is not social media. Social media, the word social is misleading. It's not social. Now, yeah, you're there and you may interact with others, but social is when you're meeting with people, you're talking to people, you're shaking hands, you may be even hugging them in friendship. And a lot of the young kids use that to gather. Now, in America, ANTFA and BLM, the reason they know where to meet is they have social media. And they get all together when they want to do something. In this case, we've had them
We had months and months of their rioting and burning, and we still have their stealing and thieving. And we have murders like you wouldn't believe. The Democrats are mad at the Republicans and everybody for bringing up how bad it is and the murder. Of course, a lot of the Democrats, you know, including Stacey Abrams, you know, have paid for armed guards, security people. Many of them live in big houses. I don't know about Stacey. She comes up because she's going against who is she going up against? Well, I'm thinking of a couple here, but it's in Georgia. Oh, yeah. Well, and then there's Ralph Warnock, who is going against Herschel Walker. He's really the one we're watching. But Georgia, for some reason, being a peach, called the Peach State, has a lot of rotten apples. Liberal left-wing Marxist. You don't want to vote for these people. Unless you like the looks of Venezuela. Unless you like a place like China where Marx is ruling well under the communist banner. Or you go on over into Russia where Russian socialism and Marx is ruling pretty well there under Putin. But see, we need to be morally acute. That's a good word, isn't it? Acute. You need to be into the Word of God and moral through Christ. To be reverent, to understand that there is a God that will hold you accountable for your life lived. And this week we're going to be discussing the fear of the Lord. Now that's one of the best end time survival practices I can give you, is the fear of the Lord. So hashtag fear of the Lord, hashtag wisdom. So the big question is, especially to America, who's going to listen? Well, you know, at times you think nobody's going to listen. And we have our own woke generation. And for all their wokeness, they know nothing. And their end is going to be catastrophic. Proverbs 1:1-7, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. Now, the problem with that today is many of them won't listen. They have their own little arena. I came out of the 60s. And our generation didn't do much to stop what's happening today. We sowed the seeds of that. I repented a long time ago. I was raised up in the church. And so, when a lot of that stuff came at me, yeah, I went to the parties. But see, the better part of it is, you know, I ended up telling them, those around me, and they were into all kinds of drugs. I told them, I don't like this stuff. I don't want it. But you see, that's the exception rather than the rule. You know, every generation has its pitfalls, its troubles. But see, we have generations of young people that we've lost. And by that, I mean they do not know the Lord, Yahshua, Jesus Christ. And they have a wokeness. They believe there's more than two genders. And the government, the media, you know, encourages it. Meanwhile, I've listened to a lot of testimonies of people who were transgender and regretted it. But see, it's a political issue that the Democrats use in order to get the young people to vote for them. Sacrifice the kids so you can get elected. That should be the Democrat banner. Now, this isn't a political podcast or show. But I do touch on things that are not right in America. And that's one of them. You know, when you stand before God, you can declare any gender you want. But your body's going to be destroyed. This body that we all live in, I call the body of death. It's going to die. It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. That's because of sin. However, the second death is what Yahshua, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for you. Now, while we enjoy benefits in this body being a believer, and we do, supernatural benefits, relation benefits with the Lord, the presence of His Spirit, the confirmation of the Word of God, of which, if you do not know Him and haven't been born again through the Spirit, you'll never really truly understand what I'm talking about. Because those who really are born again, they get fed through the Word of God. They get comforted through the Spirit of God. They get led through the Spirit of God. They get led through the Word of God. And so if you are in the end time catatonic state of prophetic Armageddon, which we're heading to, you know, learning how to make a fire is good, but knowing the one who grew the wood, who created all of that, is more important. If it wasn't for the Lord God, you wouldn't have wood to burn. You wouldn't have food to eat. You wouldn't have a planet to live on. So the first verses of Solomon, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. Now those are really good. And coming from a king, I would expect a king to say that, because that's what you want him or her, or if it's a president, to rule in that. But in our presidency, with Joe Biden, we do not have wisdom. He has his own wisdom, but it's not any good. Justice, judgment, and equity. See, those things have flown the coop out of America. Now, the only one to even bring any kind of inequity and judgment to what's happening in America has been Trump, whether you like him or not. And see, that's the issue, because we have a bunch of rich people and a bunch of poor people, and people in between. And there are people that absolutely love to hate Donald Trump. And all he wanted to do was make America great. That, you know, that's like living in a boat. And you have some guy that says, you know, I think we need to sink. Why? Well, we just do. So everybody's trying to stop him from sticking holes in the boat. But then another one joins him. And then another one. So he has 49% of the people on board the boat that want to sink the boat, because that's the thing to do. Well, see, right now, we have a good percentage of people that are living in a world of fantasy, of other transgenders, of other wokeness. Now, see, it sounds good to them, and they're using their own wisdom, as limited as it is, but it's not the wisdom of God. Because all these temporal things, sowing to the flesh, are going to end. Now, see, the goal would be for a good society and a good king to know wisdom and instruction, real true biblical knowledge, to receive the words of understanding, to receive instruction, justice, judgment, equity. And for the young men, and they use man here because it is a patriarchal society and the Bible is written that way, knowledge and discretion. But today, our young women need knowledge and discretion. Even our older ones. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding will attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb, the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Now see, it says dark sayings, but dark sayings, you know, comes at you because if you're reading the Bible, there's a lot of dark sayings. In other words, you're in the dark. You do not know what that fully means. I mean, look at Warnock, who says it's God's will to abort a baby. There was a movie actress, starlet of some kind, I've seen, who has been in the news saying that to abort a baby's mercy. And we have a lot of this. Now see, that's their wisdom. But that's foolish. If you want to understand the deep mysteries of the kingdom of God, you're not going to do it through natural instinct and natural man. And that's why in verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But that's not all the verse. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. And you try to tell these people anything? That verse fits. Fools despise wisdom and instruction. You tell them God created male and female. Well, they don't believe it. There's all kinds of genders now. And people coming out with all kinds of wokeness as to who they are. And of course, much of your media, and of course the Biden administration, and a lot of the Democrats, oh man, they pour balm on these wounds of these kids and help them out and encourage them in their delusion. So we do not have the wisdom in America that's in power to bring us to any good truth. It's not going to end well. In Proverbs 5, it says, my son, in verse 1, attend unto my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding. Now, normally, you would see a father telling the son, or a mother telling a daughter, listen to me. You know, I'm older, I have more experience, I'm your parent, you know, listen. But we have a lot of parents that are just nutty. Bow thine ear to my understanding. In other words, pay attention, listen. That thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Dear God in heaven, help us. See, through social media, and of course, we have all of our woke media. A lot of them are getting fired from CNN and other because these CNN is losing money and all these others. That your lips may keep knowledge. Oh, that our lips in America would know knowledge. Good knowledge. True knowledge. Biblical knowledge. But see, in the world today, there's a deceiver. And there's lots of religions. There's lots of gods. There's lots of idols. And there's those in America that, of course, the Satanist Church has been right in the middle of all the, of a lot of stuff going on. Because when you take a society who at one time called itself a Christian nation, and we did, then to have the Satanist Church stand up and be a force, that's where you see that when you reject the truth, and I'm talking the truth of the Lord our God and Father and Jesus Christ our Lord, rejecting the truth of the Bible, rejecting the morality with it, rejecting a lot of this stuff, if not all of it, when you reject that, the only thing left is a lie. Now see, that's the problem with ultimate truth, which there is. And Christians have ultimate truth. Not all of them, because not all of them are Christian. But the true biblical knowledge is found in the Lord Jesus Christ, Yahshua. Being born again of his spirit, John 1. Receiving him, John 1. Born of his spirit, excuse me, John 3. Walking in the light as he is in the light, 1 John 1. Confession of sins, Romans 3 through 7. You can take those chapters and read them. So these are the things. But see, people don't want to listen. See, and that's when we talk about prudence in this survival series. Intelligence, discretion, knowledge, sense, understanding, wisdom, wise. And these are flowing out of the Lord God. And there is a lot of guidance on how you to live, how you need to live, and what you need to do. Now, if we go down and see there, there's a little phrase called a fool's folly. You see, the fool openly confesses. For the fool has said there is no God. That's an example. So he lives as though there's no God, and when he dies, he stands before him. Whoops! Too late. Proverbs 12:16, a fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth the shame. In other words, he doesn't just blow up. He keeps it. Proverbs 12:23, a prudent man concealeth knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness. Proverbs 13:16, every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his folly. And that's what we're doing in America. We reveal it. And this, of course, is a judgment of God. Israel even received a judgment of God regarding deception. I will choose your delusions and bring your own fears upon you, because when I called, you did not answer. Isaiah. When you reject truth, all you have is a lie. When you won't listen to wisdom, all you have is foolishness. Man's wisdom can only take you so far. It can't save you, can't redeem you. But see, we even know from Daniel that knowledge will be increased. We know that there was a time in history, and Daniel revealed it, when knowledge would increase. God would release that. Now see, we can say in our society through our tech that we're the wisest, most knowledgeable, most high-tech generations that have ever been. We are working on artificial intelligence and everything that would have been absolutely unbelievable to past generations. And so in that success, we have gotten to a point to where we won't listen to the things of God, because we are gods now. And of course, that's exactly what the devil wanted to do. I will rise above the throne of God, he said. And he wants to bring man with him. The unfortunate thing of it is, that is not going to happen. You see, a prudent man, and prudent does not necessarily delineate morality, because there are prudent men that cover things up, and they shouldn't, and women. But the virtue of prudence and wisdom have to be connected with the Lord, with being born again of his Spirit, having the divine source of the Spirit of God and the Word of God to guide you. And so when you are in trouble, like we are in America today, and we're all waiting to vote, and we're going to vote next week. This is the year 2022. And we're less than a week away from one of the biggest elections to try to turn this nonsense around into some sense. But the bottom line of it is, there are those that don't mind cheating in the election. And when you're cheating, and you're wicked in that cheating, which is the only thing cheating is, it's wickedness, and you justify it, that is a fool. And we have a lot of people that meet that description. You see, in Proverbs 14:8, it says, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. See, there are those, for instance, in America, and this is about survival in America, what I'm talking about right now. The wise understand the way that we're going, and they see what's going to happen, while the fool deceives themselves and others, believing that this is okay. Proverbs 15:5, a fool despises his father's instruction, but he that regards reproof is prudent. Even Paul tells you about that. when talking about God dealing with you as a father does a son, to correct you, to give you reproof. Now, a wise man, one with wisdom, will accept that. But this generation, including the Democrats, don't want to hear anything. Now, not all the Democrats are like this, because there's a lot of them that are switching parties to the Republicans. But know this, the Republican Party is not a bunch of saints. I mean, you have a lot of globalists among the Republicans. The Democrats are globalists. Make no mistake about it. You're not just fighting Democrats and Joe Biden in this during his administration. You have Republicans that openly voted with them to help them succeed at what they're doing. Now, you could say, well, they've got a majority without the Republicans. That's true. But it's better to have them on your side than to have them against you. And we do have those that are like that. In order to change this country around, you've got to stop being a foolish nation. Otherwise, you're going to be like a bunch of fools. Unwise. Telling your kids this is the way to do it. And when they grow up, and when they wind up with the fruits of the chaos that's going to come to America because of your stupidity and your ignorance and your pride, they're not going to be very happy. Now see, there are generations of young people that don't believe this line of baloney that is being hoisted upon America during the Biden administration and the Democrats. These people are the liberal of the liberal. These people are the most left-wing there is. When Biden appointed them, he picked the most left-wing you could. And I can tell you there's a direct line with the Biden administration and Barack Obama and some of his people. Barack Obama likes to stay in the distance. But Barack Obama is a snake, like Michelle's a snake. When they first got up there into the presidency, Michelle despised America, and she said so. But the bottom line of it is, you don't have to believe my words. You just go ahead and continue your foolish ways and see what happens. But you see, there's a bunch of us that are working against it, but there's also another little issue here. The morals, not just the foolishness of believing that you can be multiple genders or any kind of gender you want. See, because if you're a born a boy, you're always going to be a boy. Yeah, you can whack the tallywhacker off. And you can take certain hormones to grow boobs on a man. But you ain't going to make a man a woman. Because everything within him makes him different. He'll be a female with a male-sounding voice that won't be able to have kids. And every time they tell you that everything's fine, they're lying. But they will insist they're telling the truth. Now, not all. Not all people are like that. And even in, we have the gay and lesbian, and we have straights, we have all these different delineations. See, the problem with men, no matter whether you're gay or straight, or transgender, or multiple genders, whatever you are, is sin. And the beginning of wisdom is fear of the Lord. And that should propel people to come to the cross. Proverbs 16:21, The wise in heart shall be called prudent, and the sweetness of the lips increases learning. Proverbs 18:15, the knowledge of the prudent getteth, the heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seek knowledge. Proverbs 14:15, the simple believeth every word, but the prudent man looketh well to his going. You see, and you can attain in wisdom and prudence. But there again, that doesn't mean that you're saved before God. There are all kinds of religions with their own brand of wisdom. But when push comes to shove, in the final analysis, there's only going to be one wisdom that will save you. Godly wisdom. Through the one true God and our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Again, you come back to ultimate truth, which society does not like. See, that's why when the Lord came, the ones who tried to get him to the cross to crucify him were the ones that were in the temple in Jerusalem. The high priest and all the others. But see, he had to go to the cross in order to redeem men. He was despised and rejected. But now he's Lord of Lords and King of Kings. In Revelation 1, he calls himself the Almighty. You see, the fruits of the wise, the prudent, and those with wisdom of heart is prudent. And the sweetness of their lips, because they're wise in heart, when they speak, it'll increase learning to those around them. The prudent get knowledge. They seek after knowledge. And their ears are always open to knowledge. Now remember, we're talking godly wisdom here. Because everything written here is by Solomon, who was given a gift. And so that gift was supernatural. He was going to be a ruler and he needed wisdom. He wanted to rule the people well. You know, the thing of it is, he married so many wives, and one of them led him to cross over to worship Baal. And so, after Solomon's reign, the nation of Israel was split. It's been split ever since. Proverbs 19:14, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Now today, oh man, you'd have a lot of trouble with that verse because, you know, women want equal rights. Yeah, they're women, but they want to be more. There's a lot of troubles we have in today's society. But the thing of it is, if you look in, what is it, Proverbs 30, talks about the godly wife. Now, give that to one of these. One of these women. Who can find a virtuous woman? It begins Proverbs 31:10. And I'll tell you, it's quite a list. Now, of course, that's where we're at now. Proverbs 31:10 through 31. I'm not going to read them all. But look it up, Proverbs 31:10 through 31. Who can find a virtuous woman? Well, today, that's a good question. My wife is a virtuous woman. My mother-in-law was a virtuous woman. My mom was virtuous. You see, there's, and when you read this, this is what a virtuous woman would do when Solomon wrote this. Today, women would look at this and laugh, the young. Because most of the women don't know how to do any of this. Back then, women knew what wool and flax and how to work it and make clothes out of it. Even my wife, you know, when we went to school, I went to shop to learn how to build things with wood and stuff. And she went to home ec to learn how to do the things in the kitchen. Dear God in heaven, you wouldn't do that today. So you want to find out about the who can find a virtuous woman for her price as far above rubies? You know, I've been on social media for a very long time. I was on the internet when it first began many years ago. You know, in our area, I was one of the few first ones that actually had a computer built. You didn't have any real companies that were doing it. And that was before even Gates came along. Microsoft, it was before them. But see, our version of a woman is different than what this is. And you would say, of course it is. It is. And most of the women I see and the girls are spoiled. But they're not all like that. There are a lot of women that don't like that. A lot of men that don't like that. And there are people coming to the Lord. There's people getting into their churches. People that are being stirred and understand that they have to wake up and draw close to the Lord. And that's where this all is. We're talking about survival practices. Because we're going to be in a time in this world when everything is going to be beyond shaking. And you're going to have to be able to figure things out. And trust God as well. I mean, you look at our women that were, and the men too, coming across in a covered wagon. They had starch in their britches. They knew. They were tough. We're a bunch of wusses today. We don't even know what a gender is. We have a Supreme Court justice that couldn't define a woman because she didn't know what it is. And yet she's going to make judgments on the law. I don't want that woman in. Send her back home. Even Dr. Spock knew what a female was. And a male. A man and a woman. Dear God, give us strength. But see, these are the things we need. And when you are prudent, for instance, Proverbs 22:3, a prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. Now you'll also find that verse in Proverbs 27:12. A prudent man will see the evil or foresee it, and they will prepare for that. See, that's how what we're talking about prepares you for survival. Don't be ignorant. And when we talk about ignorant, there's a lot of ignorance around. But you see, a prudent man will foresee the evil. He'll prepare. And there are people that are very, very prudent in preparation, in survival. But there comes a time when there is no time to do much. And right now, facing this world is massive famine and starvation. And in America, we've got policies that are straight out of the pit of a confused hell. I mean, these people don't know whether afoot or horseback. Joe Biden, you know, all he does is go up there and just state stuff that are just dumb. Things which he's never done, and all that shows a serious mental condition. And nobody around him will tell him. None of the Democrats, because they want to stay in power, don't want to admit the truth. See, that is foolish. And so we stay divided, pushed on by a rich media, pushed on by a rich Hollywood, pushed on by those like George Soros and others out of America who are pouring money into America to make it socialist. And we have millions of people coming from other countries to America, crossing in here free. Now, you know, I was warned as a kid, watch out for people who want to give you free stuff. Because there's always a catch. And so we're letting them in here, and there's the catch. The Democrats want them to vote Democrat. But when this thing falls, and I've warned openly that these people are coming to their death. Because when this thing falls, most of them are going to die. Many people will die. I've covered the day of the Lord many, many times. I've covered all this stuff in times past. I've done the interviews. I've talked to people. I'm done with that. I'm preaching the word of God. You want to go find it. I'm here telling you, you need to repent. You need to get right with God. You need to fast and pray. You need to look to Him, and you need to seek prudence, seek wisdom, and you do that by seeking the Lord, looking to Him, because the Spirit of God will never depart you if you're not going to depart the Lord. But you see, we're not even a prudent nation because we're walking right into the evil that they're doing. And there are people fighting back right now. Politicians. There's some good people out there. And there's good churches. They're not all evil. It's not all evil. But there's enough there that unless this country stands up with righteousness and throws this stuff down, you ain't going to get through it. Hosea 14:9, who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Amos 5:13, this is an interesting verse. Therefore the prudent shall keep silence in that time, for it is an evil time. Evil time, they're quiet. Why? Because when you're evil and you don't know godly wisdom, they're not going to listen. They're going to do what they do in Iran, North Korea, China, and others. They're going to lock you up. They're going to kill you. See, because prudence and wisdom and some of the things we're talking about are things that give you a light as to why we're in so much trouble. We don't have prudence. We don't have wisdom. We don't seek after the true and living God. We don't care about the things of righteousness. We won't listen. We're stubborn. We're proud. Going through social media is like taking a dip in a pool of manure. And you say, man, that's kind of tough. Well, it is. But I've seen a lot of this stuff. And there's things I don't like. If you're a young girl, don't ask me to follow you and send me nude pictures because I'm not interested. Or don't set up your bio showing your body. Dress conservatively. Be a godly young lady and attract the right kind of man. Because unrighteousness will destroy you. Holiness and righteousness in the Lord God through Christ will deliver you. Only with thine eyes shall you behold the reward of the wicked. The scripture says. He's speaking of the righteous, those who are with the Lord. So it's time to wake up. Father, we thank you for this time and those who hear. Help them, Lord, grant them wisdom and knowledge. I pray that they repent. I pray that they will seek you. I pray their kids will seek you. I pray their households will be blessed. I pray that they will come to you, Lord, and you will deliver them. In Jesus' name, make a way for these people. Make a way for the ears that hear. Make a way for those with the hearts that are going to hear. Undertake in their behalf. Make a way for them, Father, in Jesus' name. And in Jesus' name, I bind you, Satan, and the powers of darkness from the preaching, teaching, streaming, and receiving of this word. Amen. Don't forget to go by our websites at warn-usa.com, danaglennsmith.com. Read the articles, listen to the shows. Check out my book, The Rising, prophetic, and it revealed a lot of truths about what you're going through right now. The Rising by Dana Glenn Smith. Check it out on our websites. Get the book and read it and let me know what you think. Till next time, shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.